All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, Sully, a little college football. The top 25 best bets for each college football team. There's no way we're doing 25 of these, but I'm willing to listen.
Man, we are right around the corner. So,
from what? Podcast approval or college football?
From that, from college football, from NFL. Man. All right, let's start with some of the best bets. This is what ESPN says for their experts, the best bets for each team this season, including, okay, USC.
Clay Helton will be fired.
Under 7 regular season wins.
I mean,
plus 110.
I'm all aboard Clay Helton getting fired, and 7-5 is probably as low as I'd go, but now it's 7-flat. I got a hard time going 6-6, Mike. I have to pass on that.
Okay.
If it's 7.5, I go 7.
Yeah.
You can't ask me to predict 6-6 for right. USC.
It's sack time!
All right, how about Michigan State? Best bet for MSU is over 8 regular season wins, valued at minus 145.
Yeah, I've already said to you, I have a high degree of confidence they can get to 9-3. Anything beyond that will come down to Brian Lewerke and whether this offense is going to just look totally different. I think they're a 9-3 football team. I would take the over on that. I don't like minus 145, though. Yikes.
Yep, another Big Ten team, and this is a good team, Wisconsin. So their best bet is over 8 regular season wins at minus 135. And they also list this for Wisconsin. In terms of, not that it'll happen, but in terms of a value bet, Wisconsin to win the Big Ten at 10-1.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Look, quarterback play will have to be better. What was that stiff they had last 2 years? Hornibrook.
Yep.
Taylor's as good as it gets. Mike, I don't mind either of those bets. There's a nice value there at 10-1. Could be the class of the West. Over 8 wins, I buy it out for $1 or $2. Yeah.
We might lose to the Browns.
All right, Auburn here checking in at number 18.
Under. This is Malzahn fired.
They do have an over-under, but I want to focus on this one. This is interesting because on our podcast today, which is going to drop tomorrow morning, radio.com, we talked to Dan Wetzel about this very game. Auburn plus 6 at Florida on October 5th is listed as their best value bet.
You want me to take Gus Malzahn on the road as a touchdown underdog? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pass on that one.
Washington at 15. Over 9.5 regular season wins.
All depends on Georgia transfer Jacob Eason. And I have no holy idea if he's any good because I swear he got hurt the first 10 minutes he was on campus down there and Fromm took his job. Mike, if Eason's for real, you could see Washington go 10-2 in the soft Pac-12, but I have no read on what Jacob Eason is, so I would pass on that.
Texas, 11th in the country. Best bet, under 9 regular season wins at plus 100. They said S&P Plus gives Texas all of a 4% chance of going 10-2 or better.
Yeah, I don't like the flat over-unders. Give me 8.5 or 9.5. But if I had to pick a side there, I would go under. I think they're overhyped. I don't think Tom Herman's got them fully ready. And I don't love Ellinger as their quarterback. I know a lot of people love this kid. I need to see more from him. So I would, if you're forcing me on that one, under.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He'll take drunk for 500.
Oh, yeah. All right, LSU. Their best bet, value bet.
Under.
LSU to win the national title.
Stop it.
At 25-1.
Stop it.
From a betting perspective, do you think that's remotely realistic or valuable?
I think you're throwing your money into a fire. No way. They had a surprisingly good year last year, won a lot of close games. I think they come back down to earth. I think they're far closer to being a 7 or 8 win team than they are an 11 or 12 win team. I'll say no to that.
How about Florida? Under 9.5 regular season wins, minus 150.
I mean, look, you know they're going to play Georgia in their division. I don't know their crossover games. I know Auburn, obviously, is one of them. Mike, honestly, you're paying a stiff price for that team to go 9-3. No, I wouldn't write them off there. I actually, on the plus side of things, could go over 9.5, and it's probably, you know, what, plus 140?
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Michigan.
Under.
At minus 175, they say under 10.5 regular season wins.
Yeah.
Research gives the Wolverines only a 15% chance of 11 or more wins this season. Going 11-1 or better will mean winning 3 of the 4 against Wisconsin and Penn State on the road and OSU and MSU at home.
Yeah, I'm going under. I've said that. I think they're a 9-3 football team. And with this bet, they could even go 10-2 and I still win. I would go under.
Notre Dame under 9.5 regular season wins at plus 115.
Don't love it. Don't love it. I still probably would go over there. Okay. I mean, the swing game for them will be in Ann Arbor, but I'm not ready to close the book on Notre Dame having a really good year.
Ohio State, best bet. Ohio State to not make the playoff at minus 150.
I agree. I don't know that the Big Ten gets a playoff team this year. I don't know that the Big Ten can have an undefeated team. Plus, with the SEC seemingly getting 2, and you know Clemson will go because they'll be favored by 21 in every game, it's going to be a tough deal for the Big Ten to get in. I would err on the side of no Big Ten team in the playoff again.
Fourth-rated team, Oklahoma Sooners. The bet here is Jalen Hurts to win the Heisman at 7-1.
No, stop it. No.
Quarterback whisperer Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't think Hurts is that good. Plus, Oklahoma's ground game is fabulous. I think they're going to run the hell out of the football, too. So, no, I'm just going to say no to Jalen Hurts altogether. He might be good. They might be great. He ain't winning the Heisman Trophy.
Georgia to win the SEC at plus 260.
Yeah, I'd take a pop at that. I mean, they're the only team in America who's probably good enough to blow a double-digit lead against Alabama. Kirby Smart is stacking talent. Second only to Clemson and Bama. If I'm going to take a team at almost 3-1 to maybe get it done, yeah, I'd sprinkle a few chips on that.
Bonus 2 here for Georgia. They're 7-1 to win the national title, and Jake Fromm 15-1 to win the Heisman.
Yeah, you know what? If you're asking me to crawl into bed with Georgia, that's not a bad trio of value bets to make, Mike. Yeah, I would do that.
All right, into the top 2, Alabama. Over 11.5 regular season wins at plus 125.
Just bet that, and if they manage to get to the end of the year undefeated, you could hedge in the Iron Bowl and guarantee yourself to make money. So yes to that. What was the second one?
That was it for Alabama, over 11.5.
Okay.
So moving on to Clemson, last one here. There's a couple of them. Trevor Lawrence to win the Heisman at plus 275, and also Clemson to reach the college football playoff at minus 500, though.
I'm not touching minus 500. There's no value there. 500 to win 100. The Trevor Lawrence thing, you're almost getting 3-1 on your money. I don't mind that. But no way am I betting minus 500 to win 100.
Yep.
And Clemson with the ACC is going to have to go undefeated. They'll be 17-point favorites in every game.
Yeah, they're over 11.5 wins.
Nope.
To win the ACC is minus 650.
No, I'm good.
To make the college football playoff is, minus 500.
There's way better value out there. No thanks.
Also, South Carolina plus 23.5 versus Clemson on November 30th. They say that's a lock for South Carolina.
Palmetto, look, I think the game against Michigan State, Michigan's laying like 14. They've never covered against Mark D'Antonio. Now you're just giving away 2 touchdowns? Nah, I'll take that too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.